There's something so powerful when we come together and pray. And we have got just a wonderful guest today, and I just want you to be praying for this whole segment as we do it. The reason why I believe there's many wounded, hurting people watching, that God is going to touch them just as we talk here in the next moments. You know, God heals broken lives, and this is a message that author Jan Coates knows well. Her story includes a past filled with abuse and tragic death of her child by a drunk driver. Yet, through all of her pain, she has experienced the healing power of God. Her latest book, Set Free, God's Healing Power for Abuse Survivors and Those Who Love Them, is a powerful tool helping to impart hope and healing and restoration. And I fell in love with you the moment my eyes...
Likewise.
Because I could see the pain. I could see that you're a woman who's been through much pain and much suffering, but you just have peace, love, and joy, and Christ is all over you. Talk about the passion and the five-year birthing of Set Free.
It started when I was going through some journaling and doing some crisis pregnancy counseling. And across the desk from me, as I would be leading 12-year-olds that were pregnant to the love of Jesus, I would ask them, it just came from nowhere, how old were you when you were sexually abused? And they would say, oh, I was 8 years old, it was my mother's boyfriend, and so on. And it was like, oh my gosh, all these pieces are fitting together.
I want to go back to the first piece.
Okay.
Because the first piece starts a little bit with your story.
My story.
Yeah, and caps like just a little bit of your story. Because really, it's out of you overcoming the pain of your past that you're helping others overcome theirs.
Okay. As a child, I was emotionally abused. My mother was a paranoid schizophrenic.
Wow.
Manic depressing, a depression, and she was an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Wow.
And she couldn't help. Now I realize she couldn't help what she did to me. But I did go through an awful lot of abuse, locked in closets, beaten with hangers and things of that nature. And I was also sexually abused by two different perpetrators for over 5 years.
What effect... For those that are watching, because the statistics are pretty harsh, 1 in 3 women will be physically, sexually, emotionally abused. For those who maybe haven't gone through this, paint a picture of what the nightmare can look like, just emotion-wise, and what and the rest of your life, what it looked like because of this trauma.
The impact of child abuse is devastating, and it's finally come out of the closet. Where we can say, yes, I was abused as a child without feeling like then you have to run and hide and put a paper bag over your head.
Right.
But because of the love of Jesus Christ and the healing that we find in it. But what happens to women? They become aggressive. They act out. They become very sexually active usually because that's the only kind of love that they know. They become full of rage and anger. And when we look in our prisons, and we look in the recovery organizations, 90% of the women in serving hardcore time in prison were sexually abused as children.
Wow.
Yes. Harden their hearts. They're angry. They're full of rage. The alcohol and drug rehab centers, 85 to 90% of the women in alcohol and drug rehab centers were abused as children. And then we can go down the mental illnesses. We can go down through the 95% of the prostitutes on the street were sexually abused as children. The damage is devastating.
You know, if 1 in 3 have been abused, what makes a difference between, because many women go about life, because there's some people watching go, you know what, I'm functional, my life is fine, I had this, I've overcome. But there's others, obviously, they don't overcome. What makes a difference between someone who overcomes and somebody who maybe isn't?
Oftentimes we say, well, it wasn't that bad. My childhood wasn't that bad. My grandfather only molested me 3 times.
Yeah.
And it's all this stuff. So we go through denial. But in order to face the truth, we have to go through that valley of truth before we have the opportunity to open the gate of freedom. And that is through Jesus Christ. Mm. That peace and that freedom is only through Jesus Christ. I myself thought for years, I went for 15 years not praying because I thought I wasn't good enough. But when my only child was killed by a drunk driver, and I sat down and I laid down on my face and I said, oh my God, help me. I could feel his warm arms wrap right around me, and he said, be
still.
For the
first time.
For the first time in all these years. I was a Christian growing up, but by the time I was 14, I felt I was unlovable and soiled.
And what did you hear him say?
I heard God say to me as after the highway patrolman left and told me the news about my son, I heard God say, be still, my lost and broken lamb. Chris is with me, and you be still because I love you. And I rested in God's arms, and going through the grief and the pain and everything. And I got to tell you, it is possible for every single woman who's been abused of any type to be set free from that pain and receive healing.
Now, there's women watching right now, and yeah. Maybe you're in that place, and you've been crying out for a long time, and you've been drawing the screen right now. Give our people watching here right now some hooks, some handles they can walk away with right now to be set free while they wait for the book to come in the mail.
Okay. I want the audience to know that it doesn't matter who you were yesterday, what you did yesterday.
Even if they were prostitutes, even a drug addict.
Doesn't matter. Or even if you were just you were sitting on the back pew of the church. With one in three of the women sitting on the pews of the church, guess what? They were abused as well. They just haven't gotten to the valley of truth yet. But it doesn't matter because God wants to do something with their lives right this very moment.
So give them some handles.
And the handle is that you have to face truth and you have to reach out and say, Jesus, help me now.
So just being honest with God, like King David, pouring out your heart before God.
Pour out your heart and say, Jesus, I am broken. I am cracked, I'm fractured, and people say you're a crackpot, you better believe it. You just better believe it, because God chooses the unlikely. And all we have to do is say, Jesus, help me. And you'll find all the steps to peace and set free God's healing power for abuse survivors and those who love them.
So, you know, it sounds like, wow, is it that simple? Because Jesus is real and he's alive and living. It really is that simple. You know, you've got some very important names signing off on your book. And this book, talk about the Setting Free conferences and some of the people endorsing what you're doing right now.
Okay. I'm going across the nation now, and we're doing Set Free workshops and conferences to train people for the churches and the support groups and so on. Meyer Clinic signed off on Set Free, and they're going to be using that right beside the Wounded Heart with Dan Allender. New Life Clinic signed off, and
Steve Arterburn
endorsed the book.
Okay.
Neil Anderson from In Christ Ministries.
So you got some heavy hitters endorsing this book.
Endorsing this book and supporting it. Salvation Army.
Now here's what we want to do, because I want to set the credibility of the book, and that's why I want to get some of those names out there, because you take six women and you tell hard mm-hmm. stories and how they literally overcame or walking in great victory. So we don't have time to go into those stories, but they're powerful. So if you're in a place where you've been abused and you want to, or you know someone who has and you want to walk into freedom, go to harvest-tv.com. This is a powerful book, one of the most powerful ones I've read in this area. But what I want to do right now, because there's such a beautiful presence of God, it is the anointing mm-hmm. that sets people free. And we've got just a short amount of time, but let's come into agreement.
Yes.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
We praise you. We thank you. And we, Father, we just so thank you for the opportunity to be here and to share with broken, lost, and wounded women that they too can be set free in Jesus Christ.
And so, Father, right now we come into agreement, every one of your ones that you love that are crying out to you. Father, we come into agreement right now that it is the anointing that undoes yokes of bondage.
Yes.
And so we come into agreement that freedom starts right now, that Christ is imparted and liberty in Christ in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And every good and needful thing necessary for those watching to be set free, whether it's resources, whether it's people, whether it's faith, whatever it is, Father, we come into agreement that heaven is open over their lives right now, and every good and needful thing they receive right now in Jesus' name. Guys, we've got a prayer line open. Call it. Get into prayer agreement. There's something powerful when two pray.
Yes.
And if you've never connected with us as a new friend, we have something for you. Listen.